If you have your Bible, turn to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter number 13. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 13, Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 1, he said, "Let brotherly love continue." Now I want to stop right here and say that's not a suggestion. That's a commandment. He said, "Let brotherly love continue." Verse number 5. He said, "Let your conversation be without covetousness." He said, "We're not supposed to be greedy." Amen. We're not supposed to let greed overcome us. Praise the Lord. And he said, "And be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." I won't preach a little while this morning, if God will be my help, and He always is, from beginning to ending. From beginning to ending. I'm glad I got a God that got a hold of me. Amen. Before I ever knew that I need Him, He was there. Before I never realized there was a God, He was there. Before I ever decided to follow Him, He was there. He's been there with me every step of the way. And I'm thankful tonight, as the Bible tells us in Hebrews 13 and 5, that I don't have no greedier than a covetousness, praise God. I'd like to see every one of us have that same hope and faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. Wishful this morning that we could all be partakers of the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and the great God and our Heavenly Father in heaven. Because He's made a way that we might truly, as the writer in Hebrews 13 and 5 said, that we might be content in such as we have, such things as ye have. I want to say, as it's already been mentioned this morning, we ought to be grateful and able to praise God for His goodness, His mercy, and His love. I'm thankful this morning for all that I have. I'm thankful for my wife, my family, thankful for my children, thankful for my community. I thank God for the church and the church family. I thank God for the relationships that we have. Praise God, I'm satisfied with what's given me. Praise God, say, "Preacher, do you want more?" Yeah, the only thing I'd like to see more is more folks getting in, more folks partaking in with us of the promise that we have in Jesus Christ our Lord. If we could have that today, we could see more people satisfied with what they have. Amen. Because when we're satisfied in the Lord, praise God, then we're satisfied indeed. We know that we have all that we'll have to have, praise God, in the acknowledging of the Lord Jesus Christ. We become partakers, as old Father Abraham did, in a promise that was from God. And a promise that He's given us, that, praise God, that He would always be there for us. We've got a God that's promised He's watching over us. He sees every move we make. He knows every thought we think. Kind of scary, isn't it? Amen. God sees you all the time. I don't know how, hey listen, it don't matter how sneaky you are and how you think you're out of sight and nobody sees you. I want to tell you an affirmative today that God sees you all the time. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And He knows your thoughts. He knows what you're thinking. And He knows why you thank Him. Amen. Praise God. He knows all about you. He has from the beginning to the end. Praise God. So what we see here in the book of Hebrew, the Bible teaches here, He says in verse number 5, He says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Now what that tells us today is God Almighty in His magnificence, He's saying that He'll always be with us. Amen. He'll always be there for you. I won't say we need this. We need this affirmative in our heart, praise God, to know that when we get in this world, a lot of times people can't be there for us, but God has promised He would always be there for us. Amen. He'll always be there with us. He said, "I will not leave. I will never leave thee." Now that word "never" is a pretty big word. Amen. Now, I'd like to be able to say that, you know, I'm never going to leave her. But I don't know for certain, amen, I may have to go one day. Amen. I may have to go somewhere else. We may be parted for a while. But my God promises us that He will never leave you. That means God says, I'll promise you that I'll never separate myself from you. Now, we need to be careful, because I'm afraid if we ain't careful, we separate ourselves from Him a lot of times, don't we? We get away from Him. We turn our back on Him. We go a different direction. But God Almighty, praise God, because He's God, because He loves us, He's promised that He'll never leave you. He'll never separate Himself from you. He'll never go away from you. Amen. Praise God. You'll just jump up, shout real good. We'd go to the house right there and say, God is good. Amen. Praise God. He gave us a promise that He's never going to leave us. Praise God. He's always going to be there. He said, not only will I never leave you, amen, I'll never go away from you, but He said, I'll not forsake you. Amen. If I'll not forsake you, He said, I'll never, hey, He prayed, praise God, I'm going to, in other words, He said, I'm going to be with you all the time. Amen. But they talk about now, if you hover over your children and you keep a tight rein on them, they call us a helicopter parenting. Ain't that what it's called? Helicopter, praise God, we ought to hover over and praise God like a bee over honey. Amen. Hey, you can't stay too close to them today, because they's an adversary. The devil would like to destroy our children. Amen. They'd like to get a hold of them. They'd like to drag them off in the pit. They'd like to defile them. They'd like to make them nasty and dirty. They might like to make them think bad of themselves. But I won't say there's a God of heaven. He said, I'll helicopter over you. I'll helicopter over you. Praise God. I'll not leave for you. Praise the Lord. But He said, I'll be there to not forsake you. He said, I'll be there to meet your needs. I'm glad I got a God like that today. And say, hey, listen, I don't know about you, but I never know what I'll need. Amen. My want to's, my wants, amen. I got a whole lot of wants. There's a thing I'd like, there's a lot of things I'd like to have. But you know what? I've learned to be content in the Lord with the things that I have. I realize I'm never going to be rich, and I don't want to be rich. Amen. It'd just be, hey, that's just more stuff that I can leave behind for Samantha and Georgia fight over. Amen. And I'm a good daddy. I don't want to see them fussing, fighting over all that, Brother Bill. Amen. Amen. What I do, praise the Lord, I just try to be a blessing to the Lord, blessing the people, praise God. I'm not concerned with the wealth and the finances of this world, praise God. God has blessed us and He's given us that we need. He's promised He'd not forsaken, that He'd meet our need. He said, I'll never see a righteous forsaken, nor His seed a begging bread. Amen. I'm not going to have to stand in a bread line. Praise God. I'm going to stand in line with Jesus. Praise God. As a youngin' sung a while ago, I've decided to follow Jesus. I'm going to follow Him. I'm going to bear my cross behind Him. I'm going to walk with Him and Him with me, because He's promised He'd be there. He'd be there with you. He'd never, ever, ever leave you, praise God. That word never has a significance of being eternal. Amen. He said, well, preacher, sometimes we get to Mulligan, we think we've got to get to thinking about our mortality and going out of here. Praise God, that's just graduation day. And the Lord surely ain't going to forsake us then. You know what He's going to do? He's going to come down and scoop us up. Praise God. His big old loving arms just take us on to glory. Amen. Just the place that we can be with Him. But He said, hey, I'm talking about the beginning and the end. Praise God. The Lord promised He'd always be there. And He'd take care of us. He'd meet our need. In other words, what we're saying this morning, God has made us that promise. And He's made us that promise in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise God. And He's always kept His promise. See, we, this morning, Brother Junior, we ain't the only one He's made the promise to. There's a whole lot of folks that's went before us, praise God, that's been partakers in the promise. A whole lot of people that's believed the Lord Jesus tried to put their faith in God. Amen? A lot of folks that He's told them, He said, I am with you. Just like He did here in Hebrews. He told our forefathers that He was with them, praise God, and He was. I've told you a story of my granddaddy. He said during the Depression come on them. They was just the farming people. Sharecroppers. Amen. Praise God. And even during the Depression, the crops still had got in. Praise God. So they still did what they did. They still lived off the land pretty much. And he said, God was so good to us. And we didn't even know there was a Depression. He said, God Almighty stepped up. Let me tell you, youngins, the same God that was there for them in the Great Depression, it's the same God that's there for you and I. That'll bring us up. He'll deliver us, praise God, safe through everything that we encounter. Because he said he'd never leave us. And he'd surely not forsake us. What kind of heavenly father would he be if he looked down upon you and looked down upon me and he saw us struggling and saw us having a need and couldn't meet it by ourselves, that he didn't reach down and offer some help? Amen. You know, sometimes we don't get the help that we need to get from God because we're not looking up. Amen. He's handed it down to us and we're not looking up to receive it. Amen. God's always got help to give us. He always has. And he always will. And it goes back. I want to just give you some verses this morning. It just goes back. God's always been faithful to his people. Amen. You remember Abraham and Isaac? And I read it over here, I believe it was last Sunday morning, how Abraham had died. And Isaac began to go into the land and Canaan. He began to go in there and he began to redig those wells that his daddy had dug. Amen. Praise God. He began to partake of the same promises that Abraham had had. And the reason he could do that because he was able to attain unto the same promises that his father had. I want to say the same promise that Abraham had, the same promise that Isaac had, is the same promise that you and I have. That God will be with us, praise God. He'll not leave us, never leave us, nor forsake us. In Genesis chapter 26 and verse 24, the Bible says this, and the Lord appeared unto him, Isaac, the same night, and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. So the Lord appears to Isaac. Abraham, his father's gone. I'm sure Isaac was in a place, maybe the mullet grubs, but God Almighty appeared to him. He said, Isaac, he said, I'm the Lord of your father. But he says, I'm also your Lord too. Praise be to God. He said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. He said, fear not. He said, you don't have to be afraid. He said, the same one has made a promise to be there with him. The one that was there with your father, praise God. He said, I'm going to be there with you, Isaac. Amen. Praise God. That's the God we serve. He said, fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee. Praise God. Ain't you glad you got a father that loves you and he'll bless you and he'll multiply you, praise God. Amen. For his glory. We see it in Abraham. We see it in Isaac. God Almighty made him a promise that he'd be with. I'm talking about from the beginning to the ending, praise God. God's promise that he would be there with us, that he would never ever leave us, and he'd certainly not forsake us. Amen. The old devil's running, marching through this land right now. And he's trying to get us discouraged and get us persuaded, trying to get us in a state of total discouragement. But praise God, I want to say the God of glory is in control of this time that we live in right now. God Almighty, praise God, is still sending forth ministering spirits to minister those that believe, praise God, who are called by his name. Amen. He's still just as real as he always has from the beginning to the ending, praise God. He'll always be God for you and he'll always be God for us. Praise his holy name. He'll never leave you, never forsake you. So we see him with Isaac, praise God. But we also see him with Jacob. If you're looking in Genesis chapter 28, in verse number 12, you remember Jacob had went out. He had got a blessing from the father and he had went out from his family. In Genesis 28 and verse 12 said he had he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up and on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the Lord God of the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And my seed shall be as a thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. Now watch this. Shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south, and in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, now watch this. Pay attention. He said, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee. Praise God to thee of. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Amen. He said, listen. He said, there's something going on here. God Almighty appears to Jacob, and he sees literally a stairway to heaven. Angels ascending up and down. The power of God going up, and the power of God coming down, and the power of God going up, and the power of God going down. And God Almighty speaks to him. Praise God. And he said, behold, praise God. He said, I'm going to be with you. He said, I'm not going to. He said, I am with thee and will keep thee in every place. Glory, hallelujah. No matter where we go, young'uns, he said, I'll be with you in those places that you go. I'll keep you. I'll protect you. I'll walk with you. I'll be there for you. I can't be there with you all the time, but God said he would be. Amen. Ain't you glad today? You got somebody with you all the way. Praise God. The God of Abraham, God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Amen. Sure, God, you say, well, preacher, God wasn't always there. What about that nation of Israel? How God dealt with them, amen, he dealt with them because of their rebellion. Amen. God can't help you when you're pushing him away. See, as the children of Israel, as they come out of Babylon after God had to punish them for their rebellion. But even in Babylon, even in their punishment, God was still with them. So how do you know that, preacher? Because there's a remnant come out. Amen. If God hadn't have been in it, praise God, they wouldn't none of it come out of it. Praise the Lord. They wouldn't have. But Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31, these folks is taken up and is taken into captivity. And praise God, and they was praying, seeking God's face. They was, some of them turned to the Lord and began to cry out. It's like they did when they was in bitter bondage in Egypt. And God Almighty moved upon the scene, and he began to touch these that were waiting upon the Lord. The Bible says in Isaiah 40 and verse 31, he said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. He said, praise God. He said, just put your trust and faith in the Lord. They was looking for deliverance. They was looking for a deliverer. They was looking for somebody to bring them out. And they didn't realize that God Almighty was with them right there in that place. As he promised he'd never leave them. He'd never forsake them. That he was there the whole time. And he began to tell us in Isaiah 41, praise God, he was God in that place. And he was God there for that people. Isaiah chapter 41, verse number 10. He said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee, help ye. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God said, I'll reach down where you're at. He said, I'll touch you. I'll be there with you. I'll hang out with you. I'll touch you. I'll give you guidance and leadership. I'll touch you with rightness, the rightness of an almighty God. You know how right the love of God is. Glory, hallelujah. It's something to behold this morning. The rightness of God's love. It's right in every aspect that it shows to me and you, because God Almighty loves us that much. Amen. Praise His holy name. We see that power of God for waiting upon the Lord, for trusting with Him. He says, I am with thee. Verse 11, He says this. He said, behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. You talk about somebody taking the enemy out of the way. See, we put our faith and trust in the Lord. One promised He'd never leave us nor forsake. He'd always be there and He'd always take care of us. He said, when we do that, praise God, He said, I'll get the enemy out of the way. Your adversary, I'll move him. Amen. You want to get that? You got adversaries in your life. You got things in your way, praise God. Just get a hold of God. God will get a hold of you and He'll move them. His righteousness, praise God, will take them out of the way. He said, thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. It's just like it had never been there. Amen. Have you ever come up with an adversary? Have you ever come with something in your life that was just seemed like it was just beating you down to the ground? All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost of God spoke to your heart. God began to move in the thing. And the next thing you know, you're thinking, well, I don't even know what that was about. Amen. God Almighty moved in that situation. God Almighty took that old wicked thing that was trying to hinder your relationship with God, and He moved it out of the way. Praise God. That's what God does. He said, verse 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, for I will help thee. He said, don't be afraid. Praise God. He said, He will hold thy right hand. Amen. He said, I'll hold your right hand. He said, and saying unto thee, that fear not, I will help you. Praise God. The Lord said, I'm going to help you if you'll let me. You know what He's saying to us, church, today? He's saying, would you get a hold of my hand and just walk with me? Would you get a hold of my hand? Let me over. I mean, I'm talking about from the beginning to end, and God's made us a promise that He'd not leave us, never leave us nor forsake us, that He would help us. He said, well, preacher, He did that in the Old Testament. Boy, if He would just do it again, He done it all through the Old Testament. He done it for Jeremiah. I'm talking about from beginning to end. And Jeremiah, praise God, He touched Jeremiah in an awesome way. You remember Jeremiah was cast into the pit. Jeremiah was a persecuted probably more than any person in the Bible. Amen. Because for his faith. But the Lord spoke to Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1 in verse number 8. He said, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Amen. Do you see how this thing just keeps going on? God's attitude toward mankind doesn't change. He's constantly saying, I'm with you and I'm there to help you. Amen. We just have to line up to get the help. They used to be welfare places. And those poor and elderly and stuff that didn't have nothing, they could go to a welfare place. And you could get in line and you could get, they would give you things. And they used to have the best cheese this side of glory. Amen. I had an uncle that lived by himself, my granny's brother. And he'd go get that. And there's a big old chunk of cheese. I mean, it was that long and it was like 4 inches square. And they'd give him that. And there's no way that he could eat all that by himself. So he'd bring a chunk of that cheese down there to the house, and us boys, we'd take that thing, boy, we'd cut that thing up, we'd cut it off in a slab about an inch thick, and then we'd slice that thing up into 1-inch chunks. Anybody ever done that? And boy, we'd put them things in a sack, and we'd carry them out with us wherever we went. And every time we'd go by that sack, we'd reach there and grab us a chunk of that cheese and throw us in her jaw. Amen. Praise God, because it was so good. Praise God. And that's just like God Almighty. He said, listen, I've got something for you. He said, if you'll just get in line to get it. Praise God. He said, it's free. It don't cost you nothing. Hey, there's a world today that's wanting everything for free. Don't want to pay nothing for nothing. But I want to say the only way that you can get this is a trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, who's paid it all. Praise God. Line up and get what God's got for us, and it don't cost us a dime. Amen. Amen. You know what's great? You know what amazes me? This bunch of lunatics, they want the government, they want me and you, they want everybody to give them everything for free. Praise God. And you tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ, and they don't, and nobody will form a line. Amen. I don't want none of that, but I'll take something somebody else paid for it. Praise the Lord. But God Almighty is a blessing. He's a blessing. Jeremiah, praise God, just like He blessed me and you. It was the Lord God Himself. Because He said, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4, He said, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. You say, preacher, when did God begin to know me? Praise God, before you was ever born. Hello? That's what kills, it breaks my heart, people going out killing these little babies left and right. They're killing a human being. Amen? They're killing a little person. He said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. God already had a plan for Jeremiah. I want to say for us, the Lord's already got a plan for you and I before we was ever born. You just need to become part of His plan. He said, well, preacher, I got big plans. Well, praise God, you need to be part of God's plan. That's the most important plan, praise God. That'll give you the best benefit, praise God. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, oh Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever command thee, thou shalt speak. He said, praise God. He said, I'm going to send you out, Jeremiah, and you can go. But he said, you know how you can go? Because I'm going to be with you. You don't have to do this by yourself, praise God. He said, you don't be afraid, praise God. Don't be afraid of their faces. Amen. Don't get stage fright. It blessed my heart to see my little granddaughter and Trinity get up here this morning and sing for God's glory. Amen. Praise God. It blessed my heart. Amen. They wasn't paying no attention to your faces or looking at them. Praise God. They was just singing for Jesus. He said, don't worry about how they look and how their smirks are. Praise God. He said, just brag on the Lord anyway. Because He's with you. Because He promised He'd never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. Amen. Now the Bible teaches in Jeremiah that God was with him literally, praise God, everywhere he went, that his hand was upon him. That same literal hand is upon me and you today when we put our faith and trust in the Lord. He's always with us. In Matthew chapter, you say, well, preacher, in Matthew, the things change in the New Testament. It don't say so. God's Word says, Matthew 28:20, said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. And then the Bible says it's period. Amen. God amens it, praise God. He said, hey, listen, I'm with you. I'm with you, praise God, even to the end of the world. He said, to the end of, praise God, this civilization that we live in, praise God. He said, I'm going to be with you. Amen. From the beginning to the ending, all the way through, God's promised that He'll be there with us. Ain't you glad for that? Amen, praise God. No matter where you go, there He is. Paul was preaching in the synagogue, praise God. He's preaching the Jews come down and they didn't like it. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 18, they didn't like what Paul was a teaching, but Paul was a teaching anyway, praise God. He didn't care what they had to say. Paul's a preaching and a teaching and instructing those people in the synagogue, and they force him out, force him away. But praise God, that don't stop Paul from preaching the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In Acts chapter 18, the Bible says that he went out from Corinth. Praise God, he went to Justice, a house of a man named Justice, preaching the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Jews had rejected and blasphemed the name of Jesus, but praise God, Paul said, I'm just going to trust in the Lord. Praise God, but I know He's going to be with me. I know He'll take care of me. I know He'll watch over me. So Paul begins to preach to them in the synagogue. Praise God, in verse number 4 of Acts 18. He said he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. And when Silas and Timotheus were come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus was Christ. And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, you notice they opposed themselves. Anybody that denies and rejects the Lord Jesus Christ is in opposition to their very soul. Amen. He said, he shook his raiment and said unto them, your blood be upon your heads. I am clean. From henceforth I will go unto the Gentiles. And he departed thence and entered into a certain man's house named Justice, one that worshiped God, whose house joined hard to the synagogue. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house. And many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. But now watch this. Verse number 9. Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision. Be not afraid, but speak and hold not thy peace, for I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city. God Almighty speaks to Paul. He said, son, just preach. Just rear back and preach without fear or favoritism. He said, because I'm God Almighty, and I'm with you. I'm never going to leave you. Praise God, I'll never forsake you. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad? The same God that was a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the same God that was a God of Jeremiah, is the same God that was a God of Paul. Praise God. It was the same God that told us to go into the world, and He'd be with us, praise God, in the book of Matthew. It was the same God that's with us today. From the beginning to the ending, God Almighty is still on the throne. He's still giving us the promise that He'll always be with us. Amen. God's promise in verse 10, He said, for I am with thee. Praise the Lord. I am with thee. Amen. He didn't say I might be. He didn't say I could be. If you're a child of God this morning, yes, and young'uns, He said, I am with thee. Amen. He's with you this morning. He'll go with you. Actually, when you go to that classroom, praise God, He said, I'll be with you. Amen, man. When you go climb them trees, praise God, you get up there so high, praise God, you're about to get a nosebleed, praise God, He said, I'll be with you. Amen. Or when you're out on the road and you're traveling and people crazy as lunatics, praise God, God said, I'll snuggle up beside you and I'll be with you. Praise God, I tell you, you ought to just jump out, run over the other side and let Him drive, praise God. Amen. He knows where you're going. He knows how to get you there. From the beginning to the ending, praise God, God Almighty, He said, I will be with you. He said, I'll never forsake you. Praise God. He said, I'll always be there for you. Ain't you glad for that today? He said, I will always be there. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He said, I'll always be there to take care of you. The God we serve today, listen, young, we put our faith and trust in Him because He's promised He will always be there for you and for me. You said, preacher, it just doesn't seem like He's always there for me. Listen to me. Let me just say this. You listen to me. Look at me right quickly. God has, if you're a child of God, God has made you the same promise that He's made to every one of us. The same promise that He made to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Jeremiah and Paul and you and I. Praise God, it's the same promise. God said, I will always be with you. What are you saying, Pastor? Yeah, I'm saying this. God says, He said, because of me, you're never alone. You never have to be by yourself. He said, I'll always be there with you. Amen.